Hey, welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Gaming. Today, I am joined with a different guest. His name is Reese. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Reese Davis. I'm looking forward to do this podcast with Tiago.
Yeah, we all are. So, we have several different topics this week. And some old topics that I just want to go over with Reese to see his opinions. So, yeah. I want to start with a very controversial question. Right, so in your opinion, who is the best YouTuber ever?
Oh, that's a hard one. In types of streamers? Or
it could be anything, like streamers anything? Or YouTubers.
Well, I do like watching Darman, if you've heard of him.
Oh,
I do
yeah.
Watching his videos. Yeah. I do like watching a couple of streamers, like Laserbeam, Fresh, McCreamy, all with the memes.
Yeah, the memey boys, yeah.
Yeah, what else do I enjoy?
Don't you like the X2 Twins?
Yeah, I like the X2 Twins. Sometimes I watch like the Brent Rivera videos.
Yeah, I think we all do with like the YouTube shorts. It's like,
yeah,
it's basically just the thing is what it's very clever what they've done, because like they introduced it around the time when Donald Trump said he was gonna ban TikTok. So I think what YouTube did was, okay, right. So if they're gonna ban TikTok, we might as well make a version of our own. And I think that was very clever. Anyway, back to the question. So, all-time best YouTuber?
All-time? Well, oh, that's a tricky question.
It can be, like, a topic, if you want to. Like, say if it was, like, a football channel, you can just say, like, football and stuff. Like,
I always have enjoyed watching F2 Freestylers.
Ugh. Okay.
And Mr. Beast, of course.
Yeah, Mr. Beast is the king. Like,
yeah, so I'm gonna put Mr. Beast up there.
Yeah, Mr. Beast is first. I think that's like, that's fair, because like, he's so like nice.
Yeah, he is nice.
I think mine has to be like, in the gaming kind of side, I like Tommy Innit. He's good. Oh, no, actually, no, not Tommy Innit. I like Dream. Dream for Minecraft, for Fortnite X2 Twins, has to be.
Yeah, but then for streaming, I've got a lot of favourite streamers. Not a fan of some of them, but, you know, some just make me laugh, and I like the challenges and everything.
Yeah, I like challenge videos as well. So probably all-time best, maybe X2 Twins. I just love their content.
Yeah.
Or maybe Fresh. No, probably Fresh, actually.
Fresh is good.
Yeah.
Good, because he doesn't sweat.
Yeah. Like, he is a sweat, but you can't really...
He pushes himself all the time.
Yeah,
like, the hardest of challenges.
Yeah, there's a podcast on Spotify called Watch Time. I don't know if you've heard of it, and... I was listening to it the other day, and they were talking about Mr. Fresh Asian's origin story, so, like, what he grew up with. And it was so, like, weird. He came from, like, benefit house, like, cockroach-infested house in his mum's, and then his dad was a big, rich guy. But they were divorced, and, like, he had only a laptop, and he went to these, like, competitions, and he used to just win. And everybody used to bring their, like... big, massive PCs. He used to bring a small laptop and just win every single game, because, like, he was so good at the time that he even dropped out of school at, like, year five. Like, I don't know anyone else who has done that. By the way, stay in school, because...
Yeah, stay in school.
Yeah, stay in school. Stay in
school. Even if you can do both, stay in school and stream, but, you know, guys, you have to stay in school. Get good grades. You can get a nice house, and then you can go on to gaming and have a nice, lovely gaming setup.
Yeah, and also his setup was so, like, weird because he used to have a laptop, but like the laptop wasn't even built for gaming. Like it was like this small like portable laptop, and it was like a MacBook Air really, but like way worse.
Yeah, and one other streamer I think I'm gonna have to put out there is I love watching him. I'm gonna say Nick A30.
Yeah,
he brings the community together. He's so funny, and he makes the game Fortnite especially more interesting and more like creative.
Yeah, only thing is, I just feel like he used to be one of the OGs, like, and everybody liked him because he was kind of bad. But now he's just such a sweat. He's like stayed the same. He's still funny, but I don't watch him anymore just because he's like a big sweat, you know?
Yeah. Because all the streams really, like, yeah, you know, think of every one of them. They have times where they stream and they're happy, and they do these funny challenges, but then on the other side they always go like serious on these tournaments and everything.
Yeah, towards the end, like, at the start, I feel like every single streamer is like this. Every big streamer that has carried on every season in Fortnite. For example, Lachlan. Lachlan used to be absolutely terrible. He'd like lose nearly every single game. Now he's like insane. And it just changes with every season. Like, and season 7 was the time when everybody really got good, which is when I started. And I literally couldn't play until like season 10 when I got pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even then I was losing every single game. But like, the thing is, season 10 wasn't that fun, but like, every single other season we've had, except maybe chapter 2 season 1, chapter 2 season 5, and chapter 2 season 6, I found every single one of them that I've played fun, you know? Now I've kind of like put Fortnite to the side because
I think it's going a bit.
It's kind of dying, and
it's dying because Epic Games are trying to do too much.
Yeah,
trying to bring loads of more and more and more stuff. I just wanted to say simple game.
Yeah, like. I think that's like why people like Minecraft, because there's so much like different things you can do. Like, you can play survival, which is nice and simple, quite peaceful. You can do creative, which is pretty much the same thing. You can play servers, which you always have fun in, you know?
Yeah.
I like Rocket League, though. Reese, you don't play Rocket League, do you?
No, not yet. From the people that are talking about it, sounds really good.
It is really good.
Yeah, so I'm definitely thinking of it now.
Yeah, you definitely should. Other podcast buddy Tom, he loves to play Rocket League, especially with me and Tom. Like, when we play, it's so fun. Like, mm-hmm. It's the best. And I think when you come and play with us, it'll be really fun as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can't wait. And also, there's a. Have you ever? I don't think you have, but have you heard of the Fortnite? Oh, sorry, not Fortnite. Rocket League Mobile.
No.
No. Well, it's a really good. It looks really good. It hasn't come out yet. It's just being tested. Like, it's in beta versions in some countries, in Australia and New Zealand. But it looks epic. It's like 2-minute games, and it looks cool.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for that to come out. And what else do we... Oh, yeah. I want to talk about Minecraft a bit. Because you play Minecraft, don't you?
No, not really. I play it sometimes on my...
Really? I thought you played Minecraft.
I used to play it on my iPad. I still like to play it and build stuff. I find it really interesting building stuff. But I haven't played it on my Nintendo Switch yet.
Oh, you need to start. It's so fun. Have you got the Nintendo membership thing?
I don't think so. And my mum, the Minecraft I've got is some sort of Mario edition, but it looks exactly the same as
Oh, yeah, I have that as well, the Mario texture pack. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty sick. Yeah, no, that is a good, that is a good technique.
Wait, what Minecraft do you play on? More normally?
I just use the original texture pack. I have loads of texture packs. I have the International Space Station. I have this Lumen City Challenge game, which I got for free. But I mainly just play servers. Like, honestly, I just play servers. Servers are so fun, though. Like, Hubcraft and stuff. The only thing is, I'm kind of complaining because we can't get Hypixel on Switch yet. If, for those of you that don't know, Hypixel is a online server on Minecraft that is probably the most, like, popular. And it's probably the best server as well. But Nintendo Switch is running a version of Minecraft that isn't compatible with Hypixel, so we can't really play it. Which is a shame, because I really want to start killing some noobs, you know?
Yes, I'm gonna. I have one quick, just like, tiny question for the people watching here. I'm a Tiago, of course.
Yep.
If you could have the choice to have an Xbox Series X or a PS5, which one would you choose?
I think everybody should choose the PS5, no doubt. But
honestly, at the beginning, I was definitely towards a PS5. But now, I just started thinking everybody wants the Xbox. Because now, I'm kind of realizing it's the Xbox. For some reason, I think it's easier to play on.
Yeah. Like, basically, the saying goes, Xbox, which is basically a very accurate representation. So, I think Xbox was like, I don't really know any like teens, like teenagers or like gamers that really use an Xbox. It's always like PS4 or PC.
But yeah, most PC.
I think PS5 is just so much better. Like,
the graphics are amazing.
Yeah, I've seen several videos. I'm like, geez, like, it's good. Although I heard that the PS5 are having really a lot of issues with, like, stock, which is, like, how many there are. So, I think people tend to get Xbox Series X's because it's still a next-gen console, but it's a bit cheaper and there's more stock. So, I think Xbox will get a bit more traction from this.
Can I ask a little question now? Is it possible to play... Can you only... Out of the PS2, PS3, PS4, can you only play Fortnite on the PS4? Out of them three?
I think so. I bet, like, some people have made a way to play it on, like, earlier PlayStation, but I think... Do you want me to switch that up? Because that is a good question. I'll switch up.
I'll look up now.
We've got to go on as well. What PlayStations? Hold on. What PlayStations are Fortnite on? Well, it says here that. Sorry. As of right now, if you're a PlayStation gamer, the PS4 and PS4 Pro systems are the only two PlayStation platforms where you can play Fortnite, but you can on the PS5. So, PS4 and over, yeah. That's kind of... That's, like, I don't know. Do you want to talk about a topic that I talked about last week, which was a couple days ago, which was, what do you think about Apple getting removed off the App Store and Google Play Store?
Sorry, pardon?
What do you think about Fortnite being removed off the App Store?
I don't know, really.
It's really, like, messy.
Because there are a lot of videos here saying Fortnite on the PS3, how to get Fortnite on PS3.
Yeah, that's probably just clickbait. Actually, we can talk about that now. Do you want to talk about clickbait?
I don't really know what clickbait is.
Really?
So I can say, sorry, I don't know my Chibi's apps and everything.
Clickbait is like fake videos, I guess. Like, that's fake.
Oh, yeah.
Alright.
Oh, a lot of them on YouTube.
Yeah, like, for example, Aliye, the big clickbaiter.
Mm-hmm.
And who else clickbaits? You know who's the opposite of clickbaiting? Mr. Beast. He does everything for legitimacy. Oh, Reese, have you seen the Mr. Beast video where he goes in a coffin?
Oh, yeah.
That is such a great video. For anyone that hasn't watched that and is interested, you really should go ahead and go watch it. Okay, so we're doing something a little bit different this week. Where I just want to do something really quick. So on the podcast hosting and listening platform that I use, it's called Anchor. You can actually go and leave a message or review on our podcast. And so if you'd like to go. Sorry about that. What I was saying was, so what you can do is you can go onto anchor.fm and you can search up my podcast and you can leave a review. And so what the page is you can, there's a link for it to go listen on Spotify. And next to that, there is a little plus with a message icon on. And if you click that, you can leave a message or a review. And what I'll be doing in the next couple of episodes is asking riddles and questions. And you can go in and answer. And also, I'd love it if you can leave a review. And if you want us to talk about some other topics, you can leave it in the review section. And yeah, so that's only if you want to. And yeah, it seems like a good idea that you can go and have a look what you can do. Okay, so back to what we were saying. What were we saying? Okay, let's just do a new topic. Oh, we were talking about clickbait, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So I think what clickbait really is like, for example, in a thumbnail, do you know what a thumbnail is?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, the picture on the video.
Yeah.
So on the thumbnail,
yeah, most of them are fake.
Yeah, like say for example, new hack for airship mod on Among Us. There'll be like loads of emojis and like a screenshot of them on the airship mod. But then when you actually go to try it, it doesn't work. And I think this is really stupid. And there's lots of like different type of clickbait.
I think they do that to try and tempt you to go and watch the video.
Yeah, like baiting you to clickbait. That's what it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was our clickbait session. So yeah, do you want to ask anything else, Reese?
No, but I am one massive fan of riddles, I have to say.
Do you want to do a riddle now?
Okay.
Do you want to do one or should I do one?
I'll do one first, okay?
Okay, go on.
So, there were three boys. They walked into a house. They tried to turn the lights on, but there were no electricity. There were three rooms. One with a black hole, one with three zombies, and then one with an electric chair that could kill you, shock you. Which one would you go into?
Okay, so if you want to go answer Reese's riddle, you can go to messages and upload one. But make sure to put Reese's answer at the top so we know which one it is. Okay, so I have two great riddles. So one is, what has to be broken before you can use it? All right, and that should be a hard one. And the next one is, So it was pouring down with rain one day, but a man was wearing no coat. He was standing outside, no umbrella, nothing to cover his head. But he didn't get a single raindrop on his hair. How? So if you don't want to leave a message, we might be putting the answers in next week's podcast. And yeah, I think that's a good place to leave it. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I think that was really good. If you want to have Reese again on the podcast, which I definitely do, you can leave a message saying I liked it when Reese was on, and then we'll definitely invite Reese to come back on the podcast. And yeah, do you want to say goodbye?
Yeah, goodbye. Thank you for everyone that was listening, and thank you very much, Tiago, for letting me to do this with you. Have a nice rest of the day, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Thank you as well, Reese. It's been a pleasure. And yeah, I hope you've all enjoyed the podcast, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.